God is alive and he is well. And if he's not alive and he's not well within your life, maybe you're growing weary in your Christian walk. Once again, it is good to be in your midst. It has been a joyful week for me to be able to sit back and hear someone else proclaim to me the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I've been looking at this text and as I come up with some stuff that I hope that will encourage our hearts tonight, once again, as you look at this text, Paul says, and let us not be. I ain't going to take the time with that be, but you know, a lot of times we be doing everything but what we're supposed to be doing. But anyway, let us not grow weary in being. Let us not. I want to see if y'all with me this evening. Y'all with me? Okay. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. John, as he is on exile at the island of Patmos, as he writes to the seven churches in the Asia Minor area, as he looks at the church and he sees the conditions of the churches, he would write these words to encourage the believer and remind the believer that God has a place prepared for us. And so as he pens these words and as he writes these words to the church in Revelation chapter 2 and round about verse number 10, John would say, fear none of those things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and ye shall be tried, and ye shall have tribulations 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death. See, we're going to reap something. But in order to reap eternal salvation, you can't faint in the process. You can't give up in the process. In this text here, Paul writes these words to encourage the believer and to remind the believer that in the midst of everything that goes on, God still reigns supreme. And if we allow him to reign supreme in our lives, what can stop us? Who can stop us? What can hinder us? Who can hinder us? Nothing but ourselves. But if you get out of the way, you should be happy 24/7. Amen. Why? Because of who we serve. See, in order for you not to grow weary from a physical sense, it requires regular nutrition, does it not? It requires proper food. If you eat the wrong food, you're going to have kidney stones. You're going to have high blood pressure. You're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. But if you eat the proper food, you don't get clogged arteries. If you don't smoke, if you don't drink, amen. We understand that from the physical sense. But see, in order for you to maintain a healthy body, there are some things you have to sustain from, right? And I'm learning, in order for me to stay healthy, I got to follow somebody's instructions. Amen. Why do you pay the doctor all this money and don't listen to him? Hey, I'm guilty. Hey, you know, I've always said that if you get stuck up under the car, holler. I don't. Hey, I understand. But in order for you to maintain a healthy relationship, physical health, you have to do something about it. A little bit of exercise. Something that we don't do. We do more exercising of this and this than in this. But in order for you to maintain a healthy body, it requires, first and foremost, this must change. Because until this change, it'll never change anything else from your physical sense. Well, in order for you to not grow weary from a spiritual sense, it requires a regular diet of the Word of God. And the more you concentrate on the Word of God, the more you become more spiritual in your understanding, the more you become more spiritual in your everyday life, the more you understand that in the midst of every trial and tribulation that goes on, That's an opportunity that God needs you to shine as the light. I got that from Bill. I know that. But it was sure good for somebody to remind me that's what it really is all about. So in order for you to maintain a spiritual life, it requires a spiritual diet. Go to Psalms 119. And let's look at around about verse number 97. Would you listen to these words of what the psalmist says? The psalmist says in Psalms 119 and round about verse number 97, you know, when you love something, what stops you from loving that? I mean, y'all like ice cream. Oh, what's your favorite kind? Rocky Road, girl, hush, hush. Boy, I'll walk up a high mountain, crawl through muddy water for some Rocky Road. But you got to have a little bean cherry on the side, you know. Hey, so when you love something, what stops you from getting that? Nothing. And I want you to see what the psalmist says about the word of God. The psalmist said in Psalms 119 and verse number 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Through thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies. For thou art ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me." Verse number 103 says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste." See, when you like something that's good, see, that's why I don't go to buffets. Amen. Because if it's good, I'm going to sit right there till I get my money's worth. Somebody know what I'm talking about. That's right. But the psalmist said, "How sweet is the word of God to my taste." He says, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So the word of God, if we're going to maintain a good, healthy, spiritual balance in our lives, the word of God has to be something we enjoy. Coming together collectively has to be something that we enjoy. It helps us to motivate and encourage one another. The psalmist said here that the word of God is sweeter than honey. And I don't know about you, I've tasted some pretty sweet honey. But boy, how sweet is the word of God. He didn't stop there. In verse number 104, he says, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path." See, in order to maintain a spiritual balance in your Christian walk, you got to have the word of God in you every single day. And then you got to take the time and allow the word of God to mold you and to shape you the way God wants you to be. See, because if you let me mold you, guess what? You ain't going to make it. Amen. That's why I'm not going to let you mold me. It's got to be the word of God that molds us. And first and foremost, God's going to mold us after the image of his son. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself." And I think that's the biggest problem in America. We're afraid to make ourselves humble and submissive to what God requires. But see, when you understand how good God has been to you, it ain't hard to be humble. It ain't hard to be submissive. Why? Because you understand who's really in control. The psalmist said in Psalms division 1, verses 1 through 6, listen to what he says about a blessed man. See, if you ask most people how you're doing, the first thing out their mouth is, "I'm blessed." Do you understand what that really means? Because Ephesians chapter 1 and round about verse 3 says, "All spiritual blessings are in Christ." Those individuals who have obeyed from the heart the gospel, been added to the body of Christ, who walk in the light as he's in the light, understand that my blessings is not always a physical thing. My blessing is a spiritual thing, meaning I got a relationship to my God that in the midst of everything that goes on, I don't lose heart. I don't get weary. I may give out, but I don't give up. Why? Because I understand who's in control of everything that goes on. Listen to what the psalmist said. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly is not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sitters in the seat of the congregation. For the Lord knows my way. Amen. Can you say that? Amen. Does the Lord know your way? Because, see, when he knows your way, you don't need me to tell you what time services start. When you know he's your way, you don't need me to tell you when you need to repent or get on the right track. The psalmist said, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm talking about having a spiritual health that requires a spiritual diet. See, let us not grow weary. It's okay to get tired. It's okay to slow down. Matter of fact, it's okay to run behind. The key is don't give up. It's because when we give up, that's when Satan does most of his work. When you are at the end of your rope and you don't see no way out and you refuse to turn to the Lord, Satan just sits there and he just has a hallelujah good time with you. But the child of God loves the law of the Lord, and in God's word, he meditates. So when Satan is throwing them darts at you, he said you'll be like the tree that's planted by the river. See, I want to encourage you this evening, don't grow weary in your Christian walk, because if you grow weary, you're not going to reap eternal salvation. I said all of that. Well, let me, one more thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And round about verse number 8. I want to show you this recipe that Paul comes up with. That in the midst of everything that goes on, the believer trust depends on God and no one else. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him. And what will he do? He'll direct you. So if you're having problems staying on track, ask yourself who's directing you. That's right. Because I'm learning that when God directs you, because you can't. God, don't look at me like that. Jeremiah chapter 10 and round about verse number 23. Jeremiah said, oh, Lord, I know it's not in man that walketh to direct his own footsteps. So if you don't know how to walk, who told you you could? Amen. I want to show you 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and round about verse number 8. See, I sometimes grow a little weary. I sometimes get a little tired. And I tell you something, I really like to work with folks that want to go somewhere, but if you don't want to go, I've learned to keep going. Why? Because my relationship to God doesn't depend on you. It does, but it don't. It depends on you to help me to stay on the right track and vice versa. But I want to show you that the Christian, the child of God, he gets weary at times. He may get tired at times. He may slow down at times. He might run behind at times. But that individual knows who's really in control of everything that goes on in his life. Look at what Paul says. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. We're troubled on every side. Now, you got a side that you ain't being troubled on? You better ask who's on that side. But Paul here says, we're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. For we have the same spirit of faith. Don't miss that. See, because in order to maintain a spiritual life, you got to be connected. You got to be connected to the Father, to the Son. And He already gave you the Holy Ghost. What's the problem? You won't allow Him to guide you. You won't allow Him to direct you. He says we have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe. I therefore speak, and we also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. That's some powerful stuff there. You don't get this if you faint in the process. You don't get none of this if you get weary to the point to where you throw up both hands. But He didn't stop right there. Verse 15 says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through thanksgiving of many renown to the glory of God. For which cause we, I don't know about you. It's hard to give up. Oh yeah, it's hard to turn back to the world. Why? Because I understand who holds the world in the hollow of His hand. I understand who's control of everything. What's the problem? It's when I start thinking. And Brother Dalton always said we do too much of thinking. Amen. And he right. I'm learning, church, that in the midst of everything that goes on, can't nobody stop us but ourselves. He says, for this cause, we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man, I told you. I'm telling you, it's the spiritual man that dictates to the physical man. We reversed it. And the reason we reversed it, because the spiritual man's connected to God. Remember Paul says the things I should do, I don't do. The things I don't, so I'm not supposed to do, I do. Why? Why? What's the problem, Paul? I got a problem. What's the problem, Paul? I got this war going on inside of me. You know, how many of y'all got a couple... I mean, y'all got a couple people inside of you going to war. Hey, I'll be first. Hey, the things I'm supposed to do. Sometimes I just get a little tired and don't want to do it. And then the things I'm not supposed to do, boy, that seemed like the best thing to do. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And Paul says, for this cause we faint not. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, but for a moment. How long is eternity? One day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but one day. So I can't even fathom what eternity is, because the God I serve sees the beginning from the end, and the end. That's who we serve, church. And so why do we act like we're miserable? Maybe you need to check whether or not you've already fainted. Because, see, weariness is an indication that something's going on. And see, and in order, it's just like on the physical sense. Head started to hurt. Blood pressure sky high. Too much salt, but boy, you just love that salt. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. See, those are indications that something's wrong with me physically. Well, what about spiritually? When it's hard to come to the house of the Lord, something wrong. And when you get here, boy, you look like you've been sucking on lemons all along. Something wrong. Because Jesus said He can have rocks. Praise Him. Amen. And then you're going to tell me we can't come here and give Him what's due Him? We give Him 1 hour on a Sunday and we think we done something. Amen, Walls. That's not part of the lesson, but that don't cost you nothing. He says in verse number 17, for our light afflictions is but for a moment, which worketh for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. While we look not at things which are seen, for the things which are seen, but for the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen is eternal. I said all of that, and I didn't give you a title, did I? And you know why? Because being a Christian is like being like a balloon. You can twist it. You can make a hat. You can make a dog. But at the end of the day, it's still a balloon. Christians should be like a balloon, not full of hot air. Amen? Not full of hot air, but we ought to be filled with the Spirit. And even at the end of the day, when the balloon is still a balloon, and that's how we ought to be as Christians. We ought to be filled with the Spirit of God. We ought to have so much love dripping off of us that folks just think we're weird. Those nine attributes of the Spirit, that's what we ought to be filled with. And I'm learning that when we fill ourselves with that Spirit of God, we will be like the balloon. And I'm learning that when you're like a balloon... Oh, yeah! You started this, brother. When you're like a balloon, you can twist me, you can tie me any way you want to. But at the end of the day, my God stands supreme. So I'm not worried about the trials and tribulations. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. If you don't give up, don't give up. And as we conclude, the Christian ought to be like a balloon, not full of hot air, but filled with the Spirit of God. So therefore, the Christian can be twisted, can be turned, can be sped up on, can be placed a crown of thorns upon his head. But in the final analysis, it really doesn't matter, because he knows who's in control of everything in his life. Church, I hope I've said something this evening just to encourage your heart. I don't know about you. Let us not. Don't get weary. Because when we get weary, that's when Satan really starts to work. Get tired, give out, run behind, but don't give up. Because the bottom line is you're not going to reap what God has for us until we remain faithful, until we die. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, thanks be to God that gives us a victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be unmovable, be always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I do this because I know one day I'm going to get my reward. And I don't know about you, you can't take it from me. And the only way I'll lose it is if I faint in the process. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. If you're here this evening and you stand in need, let it be known as together we stand and sing.